This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Hello, everyone. My name is Daniel Wood, and I'm the Director of Counsel Assistance at Womble Bond Dickinson. Our session today is entitled, Who is Busy and Who is Available at the Firm? Tips for Creating a Firm Reporting App that Addresses Staff and Shifting Priorities. We're pleased and fortunate today to have as our panelist Allison Duncan, Manager of KM Practice Innovation at Reed Smith, and Bill Cook, the Chief Knowledge Officer here at Womble Bond Dickinson. Thanks so much to both of you for taking time to speak with us today. So let's jump right in. And I thought it might be best if we begin, if each of you would briefly describe the app that you've developed in your firms.
This is Bill Cook, Chief Knowledge Officer at Womble Bond Dickinson, U.S., and glad to be here. So just briefly describing our app. So we created a SharePoint application that allows our firm to do two things, basically. It allows for people to kind of self-report their status and availability, and it also allows for people to go into the portal and filter for the particular aspects of the availability that they're looking for. So if they're trying to staff a matter, they can go in and see who is available and who isn't, a little bit about what their skill set is, and they can filter accordingly. So they can wade through a big list of people to kind of find that group that might help them staff a matter. So SharePoint application that allows for those two things.
Perfect. Allison?
Sure. My name's Allison Duncan, Manager of Practice Innovation at Reed Smith, and our team worked to create an application that sent out automated uniform emails with reminders, if necessary, to our associates, paralegals, other timekeepers to track their status for that week upcoming, the next 3 weeks after that, which then would feed a database of that workload across different practice groups. Once that workload status is entered by the associates, a report then goes to the various partner groups or leadership to show at a quick glance those who need work and those that may have even too much on their plate. This report also shows who has not submitted their workload status, so it's easy to follow up on those who have not had the chance to submit the status. The other thing the application does is allow the associates or other timekeepers to track their capabilities. So if a piece of work is coming and there's a certain area of law, you can filter the report to see who has that capability or experience and then who needs the work. So it's a way to allocate upcoming work.
Excellent. Well, how did the idea for your app originate? This is a two-part question. And how were the goals articulated? So Bill, you want to take that one?
Sure. So as many great ideas do happen, it came from one associate in particular who really had a need to understand what was going on within her team, you know, who was busy, who was not. She was wanting to kind of self-report that, you know, she was tied up for the next few days or a week and really couldn't accept any more work. And then she also wanted to know who was available as well, so that she could channel those folks to the partner who was staffing particular matter. So it stemmed really from one person and kind of grew from there. So we kind of built this thing around that feedback. And as we expanded it, we gained more feedback from others. And just kind of let it grow from a small idea from one person into a large thing that the firm is taking advantage of.
Excellent. Allison, how about you all?
Sure. Ours was kind of on the other side. It started with a handful of practice groups wanting a single location to track their associates' workload and expertise. And there was either an inconsistent process or no process really to see who was available and also skilled in that particular area of law. Partners and practice group leadership needed visibility into the workload of associates, paralegals, timekeepers, in which they could then take actionable steps to allocate the work. We needed a more nimble work allocation model that allowed partners or leadership to match areas of need or demand with areas of capacity, not just within the practice groups, but across the practice groups, which can be a little bit more difficult, or other departments and offices. And then we also needed to empower the associates to honestly report their need for work. Do they critically need work? Do they have a steady amount of work? Or are they overutilized and need help? And this way, it held accountable both those who are assigning work and those who are receiving the work.
Great points. Well, Allison, we'll stick with you. Did you already have the tools and skill sets in-house to design and build the app?
Fortunately, we did. We have a best-in-class IT development team, which can build these types of bespoke yet scalable applications, which is important. Our practice innovation team acts as the project managers to develop these types of applications, setting expectations, timelines, liaising between internal customers and the development team, requirement gathering, analysis, communication. As far as design, it was critical to have a clean, user-friendly design to ensure adoption. And we worked with key stakeholders to strike that balance between visual interest, modern design, and functionality. It had to be quick and easy to use for those submitting work, but equally easy for partners to see the overall workload capacity, but have it customized for their particular practice group, office location type of work, that type of thing.
Bill, how about Womble?
Yeah, we had that expertise in-house, and it was really kind of a joint KM IT project with KM kind of doing all the requirements gathering and the design work, and you know, relying on IT to develop the, you know, again, it is built in SharePoint, so bringing that SharePoint expertise to play. And we've also implemented, which I'll mention in one of the later questions, that, you know, we implemented an email system that allows for people to interact with it via an email that gets sent out every week. So that expertise was also in-house as well. So all those things combined allowed us to build this thing pretty quickly and scale it up quickly as well.
Excellent. So Bill, actually just picking up on that point about implementation, briefly describe, if you will, the process to implement or roll out the app to the firm.
Right. So we're rolling it out, and we have a couple more practice groups to go, but we're rolling it out practice group by practice group. We did this because it was very easy to get a practice group into a meeting and show them, you know, how they would interact with the system, how to find people, all of those things. And then based from that training, it was go live at that point. So, you know, it's kind of a slow roll, if you will, practice group to practice group. But, you know, a lot of, you know, needs to know who is available and what is going on, it was kind of internal into the group. So we found that it was a good thing to go practice group by practice group.
Allison, was your experience similar, or do you have a different implementation process?
No, it was very similar. I'm sure everyone can agree adoption of a new application at a law firm is difficult on the best days. So this rollout, same, was really a grassroots effort. We started small, a few eager practice groups. We're always most successful, KM and IT, working with those who want to, who can, who have the time and are ready to work with us, and not giving or sometimes even pushing this to groups who had not yet asked for it. For those who started using the tool in the beginning, the impact was pretty immediate. They had better distribution of work. Associate work-life balance generally improved, as well as work quality in some cases. And the news of that impact and transparency into workload spread quickly, as you can imagine, and soon other practice groups were asking to join.
That sounds like a good success story. So that transitions us and segues us into our next. So Allison, we'll just stick with you. How are you all measuring success at Reed Smith?
Right. We measure the success of the application by the, at this point, near 100% adoption rate and the continuous onboarding of those new practice groups and locations. The process is proven and has been working for us for about a little over 2 years with only minor updates to the application. We feel it's widely considered successful and fit for purpose. And because of the current work environment, the need for workload transparency is greater than ever. We've been able to expand the reach of the tool to all of the US, all practice groups, and are launching in our Europe and Middle East offices in a week or two, probably by the end of this month.
Wow, that's excellent. So yeah. Bill, how about at Womble?
So we mark engagement with the system by just usage, really. I mean, we have metrics in place that can show us who is keeping their status up to date on a regular basis, who isn't, that type of thing. And then, you know, we work with the practice group leaders to kind of get those people up to to speed who aren't really engaging with the system as much. So, you know, again, it's been considered successful because we have a high adoption rate as well. And we have, you know, proven engagement from the staffing side as well, you know, using it to staff matters and things of that nature. So we're just, you know, consistently looking at those type of metrics and just continuous improvement on getting people to engage with it. And again, on the engagement perspective, you know, we wanted to make this simple. So we made it very easy to engage with this system through a series of email messages that are received and number of choices that are very quick to set your status, very simple. I mean, it takes less than a minute to engage with the system and set your status and let people know what's going on with you. And, you know, we feel that is a successful element of it as well.
And I can concur. I get those emails every week and it's very quick and easy and my status is automatically updated. So I can reiterate that. Well, we've had some specific questions up to this point. We have just a few minutes left to wrap up our session. So I thought I would ask a bit more of a broad question or more of just a statement generally. What would your suggestions for best practices be for folks who are on the front end of creating this type of an application in their firm? A couple of takeaways from your experience thus far, Bill?
Yeah, I'll kind of double down on the make it simple to engage with statement. That's, to me, critical. Whenever there's a reporting situation where people need to engage and the success of a product requires successful engagement, you have to make it simple. You have to make it easy, maybe even almost fun to engage with, if you will, so that people can go about their business and do the other things that they need to do. So that is my one takeaway. The other thing I would probably mention too is that, you know, having in-house expertise to build and design the app is probably pretty critical as well. It's just been helpful for us, I can say, in that we can fine-tune and tweak it very quickly as opposed to maybe having an external party managing that, which may take updates to happen a little bit longer and such. So having in-house expertise, I think, is really good. And maybe building an application around in-house expertise is a good thing.
That makes perfect sense. Allison, how about at Reed Smith?
Sure. I'm shaking my head to everything Bill's saying. I mean, I think that's the same over here at Reed Smith. Not to over-engineer the process, to make it simple, be clear on the tasks and have a routine. I would add, have those working with us willing to do the work on their end. It's not magic when you're creating an application. There needs to be work on both the person who is requesting the application and the IT KM team who's building, designing, and rolling out that application. And I think it helps to have buy-in from that top leadership, from practice group leadership, who are the ones that are going to be promoting the use of these applications, and emphasis on accountability. So encouraging that leadership, again, to promote the use, follow up with those who are not participating, and communicate the value and the use of the tool to all those stakeholders.
Excellent. Well, I know we're about at our time, and this has been a fantastic mini session to give us some great thoughts and ideas about creating apps within the firm. So just some big takeaways that I wrote down as you all were talking: friendly design and easy to use, buy-in from those who are going to be promoting, don't over-engineer, simple to engage with, all things that make sense. And as we are in this new environment where we find ourselves at the moment, will be great uses for an app like this within the firm. So I want to thank both Allison and Bill for their time today. Thank you to the audience for tuning in. Hopefully you will find some good suggestions from what our excellent speakers mentioned today. So thanks very much, everybody. We appreciate it.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.